All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Quick segment, because we got to get to Eric Reed. He's going to join us at about 12:15.
You guys want to see what my legs look like?
Sure.
Not really, but I mean.
They told me I could take the stuff off. I need to go put my other stuff on.
You're right, man.
These are all the incisions I have in my leg.
Can't really see it yet. Can't really see.
Lower
it.
Oh!
Oh! Wow.
Yeah.
Skies out, thighs out. That's something, dude. You feel all right?
I feel better that I took the bandages off because they were scrunch. You know, when you have something wrapped and it scrunches up.
Yep.
And it pushes all of the. So, soon as we talk to Eric Reed, I'm gonna go run, take a shower, and put the compression stockings on.
All right, let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Teed opening night. They welcome in the Orlando Magic, that Paolo Banchero, moose.
Oh, he's a man. Moose. Yeah, I mean, he's the closest. You know what he reminds me? He reminds me of LeBron as far as their build.
Yeah, he's a moose.
And how athletic they are. Whoa. He's a big dude.
I don't know about Bill. Like, he's still a little pudgy. LeBron was like.
I don't know, dude. He's.
No, I'm not saying he's not strong. Boy. I'm not saying Pablo's not strong.
No, I mean, he kind of reminds me of
Melo. He kind of has
as far as size, I ain't saying he built like.
He kind of reminds me
of size. Being 6'8", 6'9", being able to move and hit threes and all kind of, yeah.
Kind of reminds me of Melo more than LeBron.
Got to watch out.
Melo?
Yeah.
What?
Body-wise.
Melo couldn't bend his knees.
You wild.
The time he could.
Melo, what are you wilding? Melo's had one of the quickest. He was one of the best offensive rebounders. His first step was unbelievable.
We got opening night last night. The Celtics, they tied an NBA record. 29 three balls. Beat the
Knicks.
And
that was at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
So why they couldn't make one?
Because I just told you, Leroy, they're feast or famine. If they're hitting threes, you're not beating them. If they're missing threes, you can beat them.
132-109. Jason Tatum, he was 8 of 11 from downtown last night. The Lakers beat the Timberwolves 110-103, of course, in the middle of the game. Bronny and LeBron checked in the second quarter together. And then they gave up 7 straight points, and they said, get the hell out of there, kid. Beat it, kid.
Hey, it was crazy.
It is crazy. It's a legitimate crazy thing to say.
And you know
they brought the Griffies in. That's how crazy it was.
How small he looked out there.
Yeah, very much so.
He looked tiny, didn't he?
Well, he's only 19.
So's Jovic. He didn't look that tiny.
Oh, he's now also. Jovic was 6'11", like 6'10", also.
Man, I wish I could do my voice right now. Anyway.
Still you can't do it?
I'm suspended
suspended?
I'm suspended. Yeah.
What happened? Because Vlad, here's what happened.
I don't have time. We got to get to Eric. I'll let you tell the story later. Panthers fell to the Wild 5-1. Cats are back at it Thursday against the Rangers. So we'll get that. We got to take a break. Eric Reed, voice of the Miami Heat. You'll be able to watch him tonight, of course, on FanDuel Sports Network Sun. And he will join us next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. We got Heat basketball back tonight, baby. It is opening night from the Kaseya Center. Your Miami Heat taking on the Orlando Magic at 7:30. You, of course, can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM, and you can watch it. If you're not going to be in the building, on FanDuel Sports Network, Sun, the voice of your Miami Heat, the original, the OG, Eric Reed joining us here on the program on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You got a special 6:30 pregame show tonight on FanDuel Sports Network, Sun. Eric Reed joining us here on the program. Eric, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Tobin, Leroy, great
to
be on with
you
guys.
Good to see you back, buddy.
Hey, great to be on with you guys anytime, but especially on a day and night like tonight.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, Eric, you have an exclusive one-on-one that's airing tonight with Pat Riley. Pat Riley Court being christened tonight at the arena. Any hints? Any teases we can get for tonight? Like of what Heat fans can expect?
Well, let me just say this: we got to spend. I didn't clock the interview, right? It wasn't until like the day later I asked our executive producer and VP of broadcasting, Ted Ballard. I go, how long was that interview? Hour and 20 minutes on camera with Pat. And to be honest with you, I felt blessed and humbled and so grateful to be the person sitting next to him doing this interview, because literally it's opening up a basketball treasure chest of memories and stories. He's, you know, iconic. He's already in the Hall of Fame. He's, you know, a 9-time champion. He's, you know, the architect of this franchise and this culture that we all know today. And you know, you're going to see they're going to break the interview up into two parts on our hour-long pregame that starts at 6:30 tonight on FanDuel Sports Network. You know, there's a lot you won't hear, but there's plenty that you will. Some of the sound will also be featured in a later episode of Inside the Heat. But guys, you know, basically I'm getting to do that, hosting the halftime ceremony that they're going to have. You talk about a fitting way to start a season, to, you know, sort of memorialize our incredible franchise history over the last 30 years, and to have the official naming of that court, Pat Riley Court, at Kaseya Center. And think about how fitting that is. The guy spent most of his adult life either competing or coaching on a basketball court, and now forevermore, Heat teams will compete on a court that bears his signature and name. That signature will be right alongside the logo modeled after Pat's great friend, the late, great Jerry West. I couldn't think of a better, more fitting honor. You know, Mickey Arison's first incredible idea was to hire Pat Riley 30 years ago. This would be on my top 10 list of great ideas by Mr. Arison since that time. So it's a perfect honor. It's going to be an emotional, meaningful night. And Pat right now, guys, he is in such a reflective, humble, grateful, gracious mood, storytelling mood. So I think, listen, we're all in for a treat to listen to his comments on the interview we did last week and on the live halftime ceremony we'll all enjoy together tonight.
Did you ever get the feeling, because I get this feeling from him, he loves doing the work and he loved building it and being a part of it. But when he took a backstage, he literally pushed all of that onto everybody else. That no, I'm just playing my part. That's Eric Reed. That's Eric, the coach, and that's Spoelstra. Sorry, that's Eric Spoelstra, and that's the players, and they putting in all the work and all the time. And they may talk to me every now and then, but they're doing all the grunt work. How uncomfortable was it? It seemed like he would be borderline uncomfortable to have to go through this, where we're taking him and putting him back in the forefront of all these things that's happened with the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I think he is a little uncomfortable with it, but he earned this and he deserved this. There are so many parallels, Tobin and Leroy. Think about this. You know, after Pat finished playing for the Lakers and his NBA career was done, you know, he became the traveling secretary for the Lakers. He was Chick Hearn's color analyst on the Lakers simulcast. And then the coaching change happened when Paul Westhead took over and brought in Pat as an assistant coach after Jack McKinney's unfortunate bicycle accident. Well, when Pat was named head coach of the Lakers, it was Jerry West that figuratively pushed him into that spot before Pat himself felt he was probably ready to be a head coach in the NBA. And now let's go back 17 years to when Pat Riley did the same exact thing for Eric Spoelstra, pushed him into a position that even Spo would admit he didn't feel quite ready for. But Jerry West saw some things in Pat Riley to make him feel comfortable and confident to put him there. And Pat Riley, you know, one of the examples of greatness is the vision to see and feel things way before the rest of us mortals. And Pat saw enough in Eric Spoelstra, who was the young former video coordinator turned an assistant coach who was doing such great on-court work and player development with so many of the Heat players back in the day. And Listen, you know, one of the things that we got Pat to talk about during the interview, and I don't know if you're going to hear this part or not tonight. I've always felt, listen, he was on championship teams as a player. He coached the Showtime Lakers to four NBA championships with one of the most unique and distinctive teams ever put together with Magic and Kareem and James Worthy, Byron Scott. I mean, iconic teams. Then he builds a culture in New York with a Knicks team that was tough and nasty and played with a with an edge with Patrick Ewing and Starks and Oakley. He left his mark there. But what he's done in Miami, in my view, was always bigger than just coaching. He was the architect of this whole thing. You know, there's very few people in sports or life that can just change the culture of an organization by just walking in the door. I think Bill Parcells is one of them. I know Pat Riley is one of them. Right. There's not Greg Popovich I would put on that short list. But he did all of that. And you know, one of the things I'm going to say tonight is the passage of time is a mystical thing. We all see it in our own lives and how fast our children grow up, right? I can still remember being in the back of the room on the Carnival cruise ship, The Imagination, 30 years ago, when Mickey Arison introduced Pat Riley as the head coach and president of the Heat. Guys, we were like 7.5 years into our franchise history. The charm of being an expansion team had dissipated. The Heat, you remember, traded away all those young players we had developed and drafted. You know, Sherm, Cykley, Steve Smith, Glenn Rice. You know, well, Rice was still there, but most of the Grant Long, mm-hmm. Kevin Edwards, they were all moved on. And we were a team of veteran journeyman players, and we sort of lost our identity until we found it. And it's still hard. That day on The Imagination, you had to use your imagination. It was hard to believe that Pat Riley was coming to the Heat. Everything changed from that moment moving forward. And the Arison-Riley connection at the top has filtered down. Pat is so grateful for his relationship with Mickey and the Arison family. So grateful for the great support he's had from his coaching staffs, from all the guys that played for him. Remember how this started, the trade for Zoe, the trade for Hardaway, the trade for Mashburn, bringing in P.J. Brown, those heartbreaking playoff eliminations to the Knicks with our first group of contending teams. And then Pat, you know, getting Shaq and Dwayne together. The summer of 2010. I mean, when we look around that building tonight and celebrate Pat Riley Court, forget your imagination. Just use your eyes and your memory. And we'll look at all the retired jerseys. We'll survey 7 conference championship banners, 3 world championship banners, and we'll understand this wasn't a dream. This was reality. And, you know, Pat Riley had a lot of help in this, but basically my long-winded way of saying this, Pat admitted to me something that I felt all along, that this is the crowning achievement of his incredible Hall of Fame life as an NBA person. He's a treasure chest for basketball. At the age of 79, guys, with the 3 championships here in Miami, still not satiated, still wants another, still working so diligently and passionately for another. The man's addicted to winning. He's addicted to basketball and integrity. And I think we're all fortunate as Heat fans or Heat employees, members of Heat Nation, we've all been blessed to be on this journey with him. And tonight we're celebrating his 30 years, and I love it forevermore. The court that Heat players will compete on will bear his name and signature. It's a perfect way to start this season. And what a great idea by Mickey Arison.
Yeah, we can't wait for it, Eric. It sounds like it's going to be an incredible night. Flipping over to the team a little bit, you know, this has been a very interesting preseason with, you know, the way that they seem like they're playing. One of the things that we were talking about last hour a little bit, we were playing this cut from Tyler Hero, and I don't know if you've noticed this, Eric, but he seems, I don't know if it's a maturity or just a mindset change. I see him all the time. We saw this just noticing at media day. Smiling all the time, laughing, happy. Like, I don't know if it's a comfort in his own skin or what, but do you notice anything different about Tyler just from a mentality standpoint going into this year? Because it just, I don't know, there just seems to be an easiness to him.
You said the word, Brendan, maturity. I started to see this happen for Tyler last year, and it's ironic. The game he injured his knee at New Orleans, I remember walking off the elevator with him into the hotel lobby, and, you know, his points were coming down at that time, right? He was playing a more team-friendly, sort of winning-oriented brand of basketball. We know he could score. It's not about just how many points you score. It's the plays you make to help your team win on a given night. And I felt like last year, right as he got hurt, he was embracing that, and he had changed his game in a very subtle way to be more catered to winning. I think one of the things that's hurting the NBA right now, so many players go to three or four different high schools, two different colleges, or a year or two in college. There's not enough chance for the talented players out there to identify with teams and understand roles and understand it's not just about how many points you score, but it's what you do to help your team win each game that you're in. And Tyler's begun to understand that. And I think now he's fully embraced it. I think he understands, listen, there's only so much you can control when it comes to injuries and availability, but you can sense his determination to want to be healthy. He's stronger and better condition to start this season than he's ever been. And I think his game is just ready for that next level. It's not just about, is he getting his 20 points per game? We're going to see him and Terry Rozier. Listen, they only played in 11 games together last season. It's a brand new backcourt. We got a glimpse of this brand new starting group that didn't start us. We had 35 lineups last year. This one was not one of them, but they went 3-0 in the preseason. I think we all like this starting group. There's pretty serious depth. I mean, we'll see how the backcourt depth shakes out, but everywhere else, there's really good depth with four centers and like an infantry of wing players.
It got bigger this offseason.
I tend to like where we're at because the expectations externally are really low for a Heat team. And internally, there is this edge and chippiness. And, you know, when you get knocked out in the first round and you wear a Heat jersey, that does not make for a comfortable summer. So I think we're in for an exciting season. And guys, think about how competitive the East is. Last year, 2 through 8 were separated by 4 games. 4 through 8 separated by 2 games. Everyone matters. I know we're at the start of another 82-game marathon. Every game matters. And you know what matters even more? Your home games.
Yes.
To oversimplify this season, got to score more. 110 a game was the second most in Heat franchise history last year. It was 26th out of 30 teams in the league. So you got to find ways to score more. And I think Eric Spoelstra and his staff have uncovered some subtle changes to help the offense. Some of it's off a defense that averaged 15 and a half steals a game in the preseason. And you know what the rest of it is? You got to win more at home, guys. 22-19 at home was the worst record among the 8 playoff teams in the East last year. My hope for the Heat is try to get to 30 wins at home. It's not easy to do. It's only happened, I think, 10 times in franchise history. It hasn't happened in the last 10 years for the Heat. But if you can win 30 at home, you're ready to win 50 games. And 50 games means you're a heavyweight contender. Only 7 teams in the league won 50 or more last year. Only 2 of them lived in the East, the Celtics and the Knicks. So let's see what happens. But it's going to be a very competitive season. You know, if you want to say New York, Boston and Philly are the top 3. You're even going out on a limb there. You saw the way the Knicks looked last night. Philly starting with Embiid and Paul George not playing. Right. Then there's Cleveland, Indy, Milwaukee, Indiana, Orlando, Miami. It's a cluster, man. It's going to be very competitive, and I think we're going to see a season of compelling matchups.
One more before we get you out of here, Eric. One of the interesting wild cards is Nikola Jovic because of his age, but he looks like a moose. He very much is buying into his role. And it was interesting seeing him the last preseason game because you got to kind of see him not be in the role, take over a little bit. Like he was kind of attacking John Morant on some mismatches and things like that. What are you most excited about to see with Nico and what can be the next steps for him on this team?
Well, I think he's going to continue to emerge. You know, a couple summers in a row with the Serbian national team and this year the Olympic team. You see how much stronger he has gotten physically, the weight he's gained. By the way, look at him and envision the same thing happening to Khalil Ware a year, 2 years from now, 15, 20 pounds stronger. But I think, listen, Jovic has won me over. He did last year. He's got size. He's got really high skill level. He can handle, he can pass, he can shoot. He's a decent rebounder. He's an improving defender. He's a ball mover. He's got a great IQ. He sees and feels the game beyond his 21 years and his limited NBA experience. The key for him, he's going to get really good shots. He's probably not going to get a ton of shots. So when you miss a few, it feels worse when you're only getting 5-6 shots a game. I think it's really important. Listen, his main role is a ball mover with that starting group and a rebounder with Bam, but he can advance it himself. I think it's important for not only Nico, but for Rozier and Duncan Robinson. Those are three guys that I thought played well in the preseason, but none of them shot it like they're capable of in the preseason. And even though they're not the main guys, they're the main guys behind the main guys. So they're real important players for the Heat, and I think all three are going to have good, really good, strong seasons.
You guys can catch Eric Reed and John Crotty tonight on FanDuel Sports Network Sun, 6:30 pregame time. You will hear, you'll be able to watch Eric Reed's sit down with Pat Riley in a couple parts. It sounds like it's going to be absolutely awesome for all Heat fans. Looking forward to seeing you tonight, Eric. Thanks so much for the time.
Tobin, I want to drop one on you as I say goodbye to you for now. I just filled out my National Sports Media Association nominees for Sportscaster of the Year for the upcoming year. I got to list five guys, right? I just want you to know you're on my list, brother.
Man, I appreciate that, Eric. Thank you so much.
Dude, your creativity on a daily basis, love your passion for the Miami Heat, but just respect and admire your creativity consistently. So keep up the great work, and I just wanted to plant that seed in your head. Just promise me one thing. If you get nominated and you win, you got to show up at that event in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I will definitely make that happen, Eric. I promise that.
And you got to do the thing.
Appreciate it, Eric. Looking forward to tonight.
Guys, keep up the great work. All right. We'll see you down the road and enjoy the basketball with us.
There you go. Eric Reed, your television play-by-play voice of the Miami Heat. He will be
emceeing
tonight the Pat Riley halftime performance. Leroy, I'll tell you one thing we also got to do.
You know, if you got all them suits like Pat Riley, you got to go see our boy Ara at A&T Dry Cleaners.
That's right, dude.
954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach. Tell them what they can get.
Dude, here's the great thing. See, Ara is a big fan of our show, and he wants to take care of the Silly Sauce crew out here, all right? So if you guys use A&T Dry Cleaners, and you mentioned Tobin and Leroy, you're getting 25% off your next order. So how about that? What a deal you're going to get to launder your clothes. And he does it all, man. It is all family-owned and run 40-plus years. They got that extra special care, man. So if you need – Halloween's coming on up. You got an online order. Your Halloween costume doesn't fit so good. They can fix that for you. Uniforms, sports uniforms, kids uniforms, whatever you got, you need that altered. They got a seamstress on site. You text Ara, you call them at 954-610-9383. They'll take care of that for you. Your wardrobe, you need something adjusted, taken in a little bit. You got a wedding coming on up. A&T Dry Cleaners is where you want to roll with. Use our guy Ara. He's going to take care of you. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off, dude. That's what he's giving you. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again. Again, Ara's number, 954-610-9383. Never rats off a ship on A&T Dry Cleaners, but Rats Off a Ship is next.
Rats Off a Ship, Game 6.
Rats Off a Ship.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing good. That interview was wonderful.
He was great. And you could tell that man bleeds the Miami Heat, Eric Reed. He was so passionate about what's coming up tonight. All your Pat Riley coverage. I'm very excited for the ceremony. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to be able to see the interview because I'm going to be at the game. Like, I don't know.
There's always a replay.
I'll try and figure that out. Yeah, yeah, I feel like on the. What do I do now? Do I go to FanDuel.com? I'm already an app subscriber.
That is true.
Does that carry over? It has to carry over, right?
Well, maybe not. It's different naming.
I got to ask. Because, yeah, what am I going to do for Saturday when the Heat play the Hornets? I need to know how I'm going to watch my. I feel like it's got to carry over.
Yeah, what's going to happen, Zach? Saturday's a big South Florida sports day, by the way. Like,
I know.
And everything starts at around the same exact time.
And you want to know. Don't tell her I said this, but my wife wants me to go to a trunk or treat. I'm like, we already have Halloween. I got to go to extra Halloweens.
Does that mean, trunk or treat?
A trunk or treat is if it's like a community or a church, everybody parks their car and you go from car to car and you go and get candy a la trick or treating. However, we have Halloween the next week, and the Canes are playing the Knolls, and the Heat are in action, and I got UFC that day.
And the Panthers are playing.
I don't want to go to a trunk or treat, but I stupidly agreed to it yesterday, not realizing, like, oh, it's kind of a – because I thought I would be back for the Canes game.
Why you don't do trunk or treat? I've seen what's in your trunk.
Well, I don't.
Exactly.
I'm not going to.
It's a treat.
We're going to treat. I'm not using my trunk.
A lot of trickery.
Hey, I've seen him open that trunk up and stuff things in there.
I've cleaned it out.
Out from last year. Oh, remember that? Well, he pulled out a dragon costume.
I had a Romberg fathead in there.
You had a Romberg fathead?
Yep.
I mean, it gets darker now. You'd be able to probably.
I don't want to go to a trunk or treat. I want to watch sports.
Is this something the missus signed you up for?
Absolutely.
She asked, and then I was like, "Well, I'm gonna be gone all day Sunday because Sunday I got the pregame. I'll watch the Dolphins. I'm gonna go to the D Wade thing where he gets a statue unveiled. So I'm gonna be around Saturday. I guess I just gotta have my phone charged and watch it on my phone."
Are you going to go from car to car? Or are you just going to sit in your car?
No, you just walk. Like, everybody parks their car. It's not like a Lion Country Safari. Like, everybody parks their car. It's kind of like a tailgate, but except kids get candy instead of adults drinking beer.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Somebody go have beer.
Somebody will have beer.
Definitely. Yeah, there's gonna be things.
Dude,
it'll be time.
Yeah, there'll be things that's not kid allowable.
Anyway,
but shout out to Eric Reed, because guess what, guys?
Hmm?
That guy is so loyal to the Miami Heat that he decided not to be the voice of the New York Jets. That's how loyal he is. 20 plus years
smart
ago,
decision.
Eric Reed came to my grad school to give a speech. Obviously, shout out to Dr. Bell. And Mr. Reed, loyal to a good friend of Dr. Bell, came in and given us like unbelievable wisdom and advice. But little did he know I was working my first bid with WQAM. So having him tell you information that nobody knew about, I could have gone on later on that night on my on the show that I was doing and just said, "Hey, Eric Reed, voice of the Miami Heat, could be the voice of the New York Jets." But no, I didn't do that. I stepped up to Mr. Reed, introduced myself, let him know I am a worker of the radio station. Is that something he would like to have mentioned or not? He said not have it mentioned, so it was never mentioned.
Wow. So yes. You're breaking that now?
I am breaking it now.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 years after the fact. 20 years after the fact.
Smart move to pick the Heat over the Jets.
Three titles later? Yeah, I believe so.
Also, he's an OG, man. Like, he's been there since before Pat Riley. Like, he's one of the rare ones that, like, predates Pat Riley.
That's crazy.
Tell all the stories of all the coaches.
I was telling Vlad, I said, yeah, he wasn't even the play-by-play guy's first year. He was the color analyst, and they were a Western Conference team. Like, that is crazy. That is like,
with team switch conferences. It's pretty weird because
it is weird.
Seattle used to be in the AFC.
The Heat their first season.
Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, that's right.
Leroy, the Heat their first season finished in last place, 15-67. They finished behind the Spurs, Mavericks, Nuggets, Rockets, and Jazz.
By the way, it's not that bad. By the way,
pretty reputable since.
No, but it's not bad if you literally look at the conference. They were all in the South. The only team that didn't belong in that division would have been Utah. But
yeah,
San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, Miami. That's not that bad.
reshape of it? I mean, they're going to probably reshuffle it. I think everybody's assuming that Memphis is going to go to the East once they bring in the Vegas team and Seattle.
Yeah,
it's going to be Vegas, Seattle. They'll have to flip somebody.
I think two teams will go, Memphis and New Orleans.
Anyway.
Memphis and New Orleans will go to the East.
Well, no, they would only need to do one team, right?
Well, there's two teams.
It's 16-16.
But you said there's two teams that's coming, Seattle and...
But they have, it's 30, so then you have 17. Flip on over. Yeah.
But usually what they do is, if they bring two teams,
one
to the East, one to the West.
No, but if it's Vegas and Seattle, they're both going to be in the West, obviously.
But I'm saying for now. Like, they might do that immediately, and then in the future realign. You don't know if the realignment comes exactly with the new teams.
New Orleans?
That's kind of what happened. That's kind of what happened when Carolina and who was it? Carolina.
Jacksonville.
And Jacksonville.
Yep.
Right? They just automatically put them in the East. I mean, in the they automatically put them in the
South.
The AFC. Then they figured it out later.
Let's get.
There was a couple of teams that had an odd number of teams.
We've been yammering. Let's get to Rats Off a Ship. What do we got today, Jennifer?
Guys, I've been yapping. Well, do you guys want to see a video of JJ Redick?
Not really.
Being a whiner.
Oh, already? It's day one. What is he complaining about?
He wasn't happy with the basketballs his team was shooting.
All right. Let's hear from Lakers coach. Podcaster JJ Redick
generating threes. Look, the paint was open the second half. We took, I think, 19 threes in the first half, which is right on pace to kind of where we want to be for our season average in terms of a full game. And we got great looks, and there was even some threes there in the second half that I thought were wide open, and we just couldn't knock them down. I'm gonna send in a request for the league tomorrow that we can play with worn-in basketballs. I'm not sure why we're playing in real games. I'm being dead serious. I'm not sure why we're playing in real games with brand-new basketballs. Anybody who's ever touched an NBA ball brand-new, it's a different feel and touch than a worn-in basketball. I didn't realize it till a timeout. There was a long rebound. I grabbed it. I was like, what? Why are we playing with this ball? Give the guys the opportunity to pick a good basketball. You think I'm joking?
No, I'm positive.
I'm neurotic.
I'm positive you're not joking.
Well, at least he's honest. At least he's honest.
Can I just say this?
Mm.
I would be rats off a ship if I was all about what Tobin's going to be about. But I do know from a standpoint of playing with a new, because a new football or basketball has wax on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it kind of slippery.
Yeah.
And so, like, for example, kickers get their game balls the week previously. And basically what they do is they inflate them super, super big, soak them in water, then deflate them, dry them off, and then scrub the wax off.
Were they doing something? Because they typically do. Like, you go to before the game. You go before the game. Like, you see, like, two usually the star players. They go with the refs. They pick the basketball. Yeah. Right. Like, were they
maybe doing, they just used all new balls.
Did they use a different basketball because of the Bronny thing? Like, were they trying to get a
Canary? No, guys.
You get to work game balls in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Like, previously.
Hold on.
Like, they may send you, like, 15 or 20 balls to work him that week.
Okay, but did the Celtics? Because the Celtics hit a 3-point record yesterday.
I don't know.
Were they using new balls?
I don't think. I'm thinking he's just talking about his game. I don't know if they did it everywhere. But they usually let you work the balls in.
But Lever, I get that. I understand.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the first game of the season. What used balls are there? They're going to use preseason balls?
No.
Or balls from last season?
They still get to work the balls out and get that wax off of them.
Remember when
that wax is slippery.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying I understand it's a new season. I'm gonna expect new balls. Pause.
Yeah, but wait. See, we're talking about two different things. You can have a new ball that's worn in or worked in. You see what I mean?
No, I get that, but I'm also thinking that they haven't played basketball on that court maybe in like 3 or 4 months. So, you know what I mean?
I got you. But I would say I can't be rats off a ship about his point because I understand what he's talking about. But Tobin's going to be rats off a ship because it's ready.
Rats off a ship on JJ Redick. You think you're so cute coming with already your little excuse nobody thought about. You want to know something, JJ Redick? Your team, here's the thing about the Lakers. They stunk shooting the ball last year. Maybe they just stink at shooting the basketball this year. New balls, old balls, worn in balls, wax balls. I don't know.
Blue Chew. That's gonna be our answer for anything.
What are your rats, Jennifer?
I don't know why. I kind of just want to say rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
You want to know why? Because it's enough of them already.
Enough of him.
Vlad?
Yeah, I'm a bit at rats off a ship on that because I'm saying, like, what do you expect them to have? Old balls? Like, what are we doing here? Like, there's like they
it did not old balls, but they do get an opportunity to work them in a little bit.
How long you need to work in some balls?
You know, to get that wax off the basketball, you almost have to scrub them.
How long you need to scrub them balls?
Probably a couple of days.
I think I'm going to investigate the balls at the Heat game tonight.
Yeah, you might have to. You might have to.
Just some investigative journalism.
You know what, Tobin? No, here's what you need to do. You ask them.
Okay.
Do they send you the balls and give you an opportunity to get the wax off, or do they just, you know, because guess what? You know what else doesn't adhere to wax? You know when they put that talcum powder on their hands?
LeBron, yeah.
It makes it even slipperier. So, yeah, I'm telling you.
Thanks, Schmeathan. You can throw it up, JFig. It's fine.
Point for Twitcher.
Schmeathan Schmolnick puts on Twitch. Tobin's going to walk into the locker room asking, I'm here to investigate the balls.
Hey, yo.
You don't do it in the locker room, Schmeathan. It would be out on the court.
Hey, wait. You did this. Hold on. You did this to you. Don't blame it on me. Don't blame it on anybody else. You did this to you.
Could you imagine,
Tobin? You want people to say, hey, I'm an investigative reporter. Investigative reporter. This is what you get. Because you're also the same guy that said, let's go get some Rhubarb pouches. So
I did. I gave a sales pitch in the sales meeting to that.